In the book of James, chapter 4, I'm going to read the last part of verse 2, and then I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. The last part of verse 2 says, "You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is to be an enemy with God? Whosoever, therefore, be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Some of you have asked for things from God, and you didn't get it, and you wonder why. If you ask God for something, and he doesn't give it to you, the reason is not that he is holding out on you. It may be that it's not his will, or that now is not his time. It may be that there is something better that God has, that God wants to give you, but you're not yet spiritually enough to have it. Whatever the reason, it is never because God does not want you to be blessed. You're God's child. He loves you. He is a good God. He is a great Father. A loving Father who does not only good things, but wants to do much more for you than you could possibly imagine. But he loves you too much to give you things that could harm you. He loves you too much to give you things that will ultimately make you more carnal or more fleshly, or that may even drag you down because you are not yet ready to handle them. Does a loving parent give their children everything they want? Of course not. God is the same way with his children. Because he loves us, he will not give us something before we have the spiritual maturity to handle it. Many people use manipulation and worldly ways to get things that they have no business having. And those very things end up ruining them. There are those in the Christian world who rely on manipulation, string pulling, coattail riding, to get to a position which they have coveted, yet they were not ready and fully mature enough to take care of that position, and they have gone down in ruin. I have discovered that the secret of being content is to ask God for what I want and leave the rest up to God. If it is God's will, he will bring it to pass at the right time. And if not, he will do something much better than I have ever asked him. Now, let's read verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James is using the term adulterers and adulteresses in a figurative and metaphorical sense. As a person is an adulterer when they remove their affections from their own mate and sets them upon another, so it is here with men and women. They are adulteresses and adulterers who, instead of loving God, whom they ought to love with all their heart, soul, mind, and body, set their affections upon the world and the things of the world. They are termed in the spiritual realm as adulterers. Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2, "If you then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on this earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Oh, hallelujah. Paul is saying, forget about the things on the earth. Your treasure is in heaven. Your inheritance is above. Set your affections on the things above, heavenly things, things that are godly and pure and holy, things that are acceptable unto God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.